This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. This is a surprise. I just found out yesterday. I got a text. Callis, can you come in? Do you want to switch to the morning show? And I said, of course. I love looking at Adam Crowley's silly face in a hat every morning I can, and now I get to do it on Friday. I feel kind of bad, though. I did a whole long spiel yesterday, like, oh, you know, I'm not working. This is my last day here before the Steeler game, so I'll see you. Or you'll hear from me on Monday next, and I lied to you all, so but I didn't know, I promise. Sorry. Anyway, all right, we'll get to it. Call me, 412-928-9370. This is the Friday before a Steelers game, and one that could be consequential for the season. The Steelers, now I've got a theory that I didn't want to admit. I didn't want to face it, but now that, like, things have happened and we're at this point in the season, I kind of have to say it. The Steelers may be getting good fortune. They might be lucky. As I look back on it, they might have had good enough fortune where they didn't necessarily play well, but they've been able to win. Let me explain a little further. The Cleveland Browns in week two of the season were running the ball down the field very well. And Nick Chubb was a force in that game at tailback. And the Steelers were struggling to stop his runs. And then on a freak tackle by Minkah Fitzpatrick, he gets injured. Deshaun Watson, quarterback at the time, could not effectively throw the ball. And the Browns ended up giving the game away. Steelers won. Now, maybe Nick Chubb was just a victim of the fact that the Steelers have not lost to the Browns at home on Monday Night Football since the early 90s, and that was bound to happen. Maybe the Steelers are just really lucky. I hate to say that, because through the first few weeks of the season, I said wins are wins, and it doesn't matter how you win, and I'm still going to hold that true. It really doesn't matter how you win. Once you get to the dance, you always have a chance, and that's really important. Well, that rhymed. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. If you get to the dance, you have a chance. Very good. Anyway, so if they make it to the playoffs, they have a chance, right? You can't have the opportunity to win playoff games if you don't make it. That's obvious enough. They haven't won a playoff game, even though they've made it to the playoffs consistently in what, 7 years-ish? So, no, more than 7 years. But anyway, you get my point. It's been a while, and they haven't won anything significant. So you can't have the opportunity to win unless you make it, and it really doesn't matter how you make it. If you get the opportunity, that's good. So at any rate, you can still be okay winning and making it if you get that opportunity. But then again, the way that they're winning, now again, I'm fine with any way that they win, but at the same time, I'm looking at it in retrospect now, and here's what really made me worry. It was that Joe Burrow now has a wrist injury that may affect him during the Steeler game. Now, the Ravens, when the Steelers played the Ravens as well in that game, I mean, the Ravens gave them the football game. That's concerning. And then the Bengals now, the Steelers haven't played the Bengals yet, and the week before the Steelers play the Bengals, Joe Burrow hurts his wrist and can barely hold the football. That doesn't mean he's not going to be healthy for the game against the Steelers, but maybe banged up. And maybe he won't play, though. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how significant the injury is. I'm sure we'll find out in due time, or maybe a report came out and I just didn't see it. But either way, it's that kind of stuff with the injuries, with the way the Ravens have been playing this year and how freaky they just didn't execute in the Steeler game that they played in. It's tricky. The Steelers, if they beat the Browns on Sunday, still have a very significant chance of making it to the postseason. So that's good. If they don't win, that'd be kind of crazy. I mean, and everything that everybody's saying, too, that you've heard on this station is indeed important. The Steelers do need to win this game. It's certain. Something about this game feels like a trap game because their star quarterback, their big quarterback, is not in the game. The guy that they're paying the most money to. But then again, the guy that they're putting in there may take the opportunity to shove it down the Steelers' throats. Well, the Browns get the home advantage of the game as well. It's all just unsettling. It feels like a game the Steelers are going to lose just because they're expected to win and do well. Hopefully they don't take the game lightly. Hopefully a little more voodoo magic happens with Kenny Pickett late in the game that they can still pull out a win, have a really good chance still to win the division, and bury a team that has been playing, I guess, decently, especially based on everything that's been going on around it so far this year. It's inspiring, though, to know that the Bengals did not win, because that means that they haven't won a game in division so far this year. I think they've played 3 division games now, and they have 1 conference win in their entire schedule. 5-5 on the year. The Bengals are in last place still in the AFC North. They're in trouble. Not really going to win the division with numbers like that, because they don't really have the advantage for tiebreakers. It's kind of like how the Steelers were last season. Like, the Steelers were, after losing a lot to start the season, the Steelers came back and had a 9-8 finish, but all those games they lost early on hurt them in the tiebreakers. That's pretty much the Bengals. Like, they're okay. They're fine. They're the definition of average. They're 5-5. They're the definition of okay, you're okay. You're decent. You're on par. But that's not going to help them in tiebreakers, especially as it relates to the division. And if they keep losing games down the stretch here, I mean, they may lose all kind of wild card tiebreakers and stuff that may prevent them from making the playoffs. The Bengals are not in a great situation right now. Now, I believe Crowley said that he wanted the Bengals to lose as well for that very reason, because, you know, the Ravens are still going to be good. The Ravens are still going to have a shot at the division, whether they won or lost that game. But if you beat the Bengals in that game, the Bengals still go winless in the division and really lose those chances of winning the division. And that helps the Steelers overall. The less teams that are in it, the better. And the Bengals did not take advantage of an opportunity to stay in the race, and that helps the Steelers. So it probably is for the best that the Bengals lost that game. Now, the Steelers got to win on Sunday. They're not out of it if they don't, but they're in great shape if they do. That would keep them undefeated in division games, and that would still keep them, what, a half game behind the Ravens. Steelers would be 7-3. The Ravens are 8-3. I don't believe by that math that the Ravens have had a an off week yet, but yeah, they're the Steelers are in prime position, and they've just got to capitalize. It's scary though, because in those big situations, or you know, in a game that seems like the Steelers should have an easy victory, they usually don't have an easy victory. But none of the victories this year I would classify as easy. In the two of the three games that they lost have been lopsided. So, and then that third loss, I didn't have Kenny Pickett, who has an aura behind him, I believe, that just kind of carries him to wins. But it's an interesting layout right now that the division has. There is an interesting layout here. There is a fascinating storyline coming out of the AFC North. This game on Sunday means a whole lot as it relates to the AFC North race. And I mean, if the Browns win, I mean, they're right back in the thick of the division. Not that they couldn't win it even if they lose, but like the Steelers staying undefeated in the division games that they've played this year would be crucial to them going down the stretch. The Ravens don't have that tiebreaker for the main point, too, that they already lost to the Steelers earlier in the year. So the Steelers are in prime position. They have the opportunity. The Steelers certainly have not given anything significant away this season in terms of the games they've played, and they've taken almost all of the mistakes that their opponents have made to win 6 of the 9 games they've played so far this season. Very fascinating game coming up on Sunday. I'll have a prediction for you. I realize I didn't do that yesterday. We did the Thursday Night Football prediction. How about this, too? And I'm upset, I guess, as a little sidecar before I take a break. We did our bets yesterday, and I did a same-game parlay. I did 4 anytime scores for like a little over 3,000 odds. And I'm listening to the game on Westwood One when I'm driving in my car. I was listening. It was like the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter. I had the two Ravens I had scoring. I had 2 Bengals and 2 Ravens scoring. But the 2 Ravens, I believe I had Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson as the 2 anytime scorers. And I tune into the game, and they're doing a report on Mark Andrews out. I believe they said he wouldn't return. I don't remember if he returned to the game, but I remember that he was injured. He was out, you know, within the first few plays of the game, and I'm like, darn. So he's not going to play a lot, if at all, and that's not great. So that leg fell. And then, like, one of the next plays I was listening to start the second quarter, Lamar Jackson was down, and they took a break because he was injured. So that bet didn't really pan out. So I apologize, but that was out of my control. Never foresee those injuries. They kind of might bite you sometimes. So that's that. So now we did do overs and unders, but that was for Steelers Browns. We won't know the results of those, whether we were right or wrong, until Monday. But that's what we did yesterday. But even in doing those bets, that's what I mean to mention. I have not made an official game time or game final prediction on the Steelers-Browns, so I will do that coming up next. And I want to take your phone calls as well. Call me, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. Again, that's 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on Twitter. I know several of you know how to tag me, but if you haven't tagged me in a post and you want to talk to me, I read most of the posts I'm tagged in, so you can do that. It's at callus_33. That's CALLAS_33. We'll continue to talk about the Steelers, talk about anything Pittsburgh sports as well. The Pitt basketball team plays tonight. Pitt football beat Boston College on its senior night, and the Penguins lost yesterday to the New Jersey Devils 5-2. So we can talk about any of it. Talk about sports with me. 412-928-9370. And again, that's at @callus_33 on X. That's CALLAS_33. Again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callus, and you're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check Red Tag Bonus Sale going on now through December 4th at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 62, low of 46, but rain expected to begin in the afternoon and last all through the day. Then On Saturday, tomorrow, high of 48, low of 36, clear skies expected. It's been weird weather this November. I mean, it felt like winter was coming around and really taking its toll and being here. But then, like, we get days where it's like, okay, well, high is going to be 60. Hate waking up at this time of day weather-wise only because it's usually pretty cold when the sun's not up at 3:30, 4 a.m. when we come into the office. But, you know, we're here like extra early. I don't know if it warms up by the time you make your commute. I'm sure it does, especially if the sun's coming up. I don't know. Usually the people I talk to this morning are up either just because they love sports that much or because they have an earlier commute than the average person. But then there's us, which were before those early commuters. We're the early, early commuters. And me as an early, early commuter, I do the early morning show, and it's just all early. Oh, my goodness. And cold during winter months. But anyway. Okay. Back to sports. 412-928-9370. Phone lines are open. Let me talk to you for a couple more minutes here before Adam Crowley does the Fan Morning Show pre-show by himself, or with me maybe a little bit. I hope he includes me. He usually does. Nice guy. But how about this? Clarissa Thompson, sideline reporter for NFL games, admits to making up some stuff whenever a coach doesn't come out after halftime or doesn't say anything interesting or for any reason. I don't know. She said it on a podcast, which it sounds cute, right? Like, to some people, it's cute. It's like, oh, ha, ha, that's funny. I think that's the way she wanted it to come off when she was talking. But then you think about it, and you're like, oh, lying about what a coach said, or just giving, like, she would say, like, yeah, if a coach didn't come out and talk to me, or I, you know, I couldn't get to the coach, or whatever, that I would just say things to make it sound like it made sense. Like, no coach is going to argue with, oh, we want to do better. It's just weird. I mean, it's not great either. And now, even if that happened and nobody cared, nobody argued about it, that's just one of those things that you don't just openly say. Right? Like, yeah, I fabricate stuff. You don't say that either. It's just it's just a really odd Clarissa Thompson, really odd admission on a podcast. Again, I think it was intended to sound cute. It was intended to be like, ha-ha, this happens. It's not that serious. I know we as fans already see coach interviews and coach quotes as diluted because, I mean, it's true. I think many sports fans would agree that, like, coaches don't really say much. They're not going to tell you the truth in every regard. I mean, heck, Mike Tomlin even admitted earlier in the year that he mentioned mojo before, and then the next week he admitted he didn't mean it. Like, there's no magical anything. He admitted that he just feeds us some stuff to get us going for a week, so we get distracted by that and not about, like, the serious matters and serious questions that may be plaguing him and his team. I think that media access is at an all-time low at this point. Not that media doesn't have access, but, like, the answers you get, really, I think fans would all agree that you're not getting anything special. You want to try to pull some stuff out of nothing, and sometimes that does happen, but you know, most of the time, especially as it relates to the Steelers, they've got it locked down tight. And so Clarissa Thompson embodying that, but again, you don't say that out loud. It's odd, because then when you think about it, you know, if you lose your credibility as a reporter and fans don't value those interviews, and then coaches don't talk, I mean, it's just not a good look.